Thank you, Brother Manager. Good afternoon or evening, rather. We were kind of all bundled up here, and I was tickled. I was talking about Peppermint Candy. How many got the evening service, the afternoon service? I was speaking about Peppermint Candy, and Judge, they're all kind of little children fun. I think you can speak to Peppermint Candy.
Notice the arrangement of the scripture here. First, the blind man. And he said, Lord, have mercy. And he said, I can if you believe it, I can. You get it? Then they said, Lord, we believe. So he touched their eyes and said, now, according to your faith, be it unto you, and they could see. Then they brought to him a man that was deaf and dumb. Now, today it was in, why, this man, his nerves died in his ears, but Jesus called that deaf and dumb person a spirit, a devil that had deaf and dumb. Now, that's what it was. It was a spirit. The deaf and dumb spirit went out of the man. He could speak and hear when the spirit went out of him. You see what I mean? But you say that today, modern medical science would laugh at you. They all spirit. There's no such thing as that. But we Christians believe the Bible. The Bible said it was a spirit. Now, here's what takes place. There's a group I've noticed here somewhere this afternoon. Without the anointing on yet, I can't find them, but there's a group of youths here. I trust to God that they're in the line tonight. At Portland, Oregon, I had a whole school to come, a whole unit. There was a little scout class, 9 or 10 of them, that a woman brought them, and each one right after the other, had prayer cards. To come to the platform, and all 9 of them spake and hear it when they left the platform and returned to their school. And the medical science pronounced them healed. 9 of them, the state senator sitting up in a balcony and seen this did. Now, if you can get the people to see that it's a deaf and dumb spirit, it's a spirit. Now, look here. Like I explained the other night, if something was cutting off the circulation in my hand, now, there's only one way to ever get that out, and that is to release this. And then nature will take care of itself as long as that binding comes off. Well, that's the same way it is when an unseen force binds the ears or the tongue or some limb of a person. Now, you take people down. Now, it's hard to tell that person. Maybe a Christian. Renowned, full of the Spirit of God, but yet bound. Now, someone made a remark in a paper not long ago, said, well, the people are all going down to the Branham Healing Campaign and getting de-demonized. Said he detects all the demons and cast them all out. Now, that was a very flat thing for someone to say. But through ignorance, the man done it. If he had only just sat down and read the Bible a minute, he would find out. Now, he did that, they said that, because he didn't know any better. And if he did know better, God help his soul, because he's blaspheming the Holy Ghost, and there's never will be a forgiveness for that. See, whosoever blasphemes the Holy Ghost, it's an unpardonable sin. It can never be forgiven at all. Through all eternity, you're still lost forever. To speak it, you know, to speak against the Holy Ghost. So be careful. If you don't understand it, just don't say nothing. Just go ahead. Let alone. Because, oh my, the things that I have seen happen, friends. But the Bible plainly states that they are demons. And they bind people. Look at the woman, the daughter of Israel. She was all bound over, bent over. And Jesus said, which one of you have enough? Said, how much more this daughter of Israel who's been bound by the devil? Stooped over. Perhaps arthritis. Today the medical doctors would say she had arthritis. That's a medical name. But Jesus would have declared it to be a devil. Today, cancer. Cancer is a medical name. Comes from the word craft. Got a lot late. They call it cancer. That's a medical name. Jesus would have said devil. Or anyone with a common school education knows that devil means tormentor. If you got a tormentor of your soul, be your pastor. If you got a tormentor of your body, that's what I'm here for. See? All right. Tormentor, devil, epilepsy, That's the name the medical science gives today. When the man brought an epileptic to Jesus, he said, "My son has the devil." And all times he throws him into the fire and into the water. See what it was? Falling, tires away, faints out. Epileptic. He said the devil throws him in. And Jesus cast the spirit out that come out of him. Is that right? The boy had the hardest fit of guess he ever had. He fell on the floor to slop and on the ground. They thought he was dead, but he said he's not dead. And he took him up. It's just the devil throwing him into that tantrum before he left. Touring. Many times it happened. Today, if a Christian now, when they've come and the demon's been cast from them, and they take worse out of it, they say, "Oh, I failed to get healed." You believe what's told you. Faith comes by hearing, the hearing of the Word. God's here with His gift, confirming the Word with signs and powers. See what I mean? One of the most marvelous things I can think of right now for just a little instant, just before coming, I'll get something else so that it won't take me just more back in the first part of my ministry. I don't know what these ministers here tell of other things, but this is one thing that happened, and I know none of them here was with me when this happened. It was about the third meeting I ever had. And my wife came down. She's the most backward, she's worse than my mother. And you know she's bashful. And I told her, I said, "I'm going to introduce you to the people tonight." And she was afraid to come. Afraid I'd really do it. She just... bashful and backward, timid little country girl. And she came to the meeting. And she came down to meet me. And we've been having there at the tabernacle, all 300 or 400 people or 1,000 maybe on a big night. But this time there were thousands there. The other night at the same meeting I was telling you about the newspaper, they cared where that woman had raised up from the dead to Patty Waldorf. The cancer dropped out of a man's neck, rolled across my foot. You remember me telling that a few nights ago? Arkansas Sun had the article in this meeting. And Jones, Rivick Cross there, 26,000 people at the meeting attended. And so the newspaper reporter was standing close to that pole when the cancer fell out of the man's neck and rolled across my foot. And I picked it up and laid it on a piece of paper. He was afraid to put his hands on him. And he asked the man if he'd get the picture. He said yes, so he took the picture of his neck where it dropped out. A minister. I seen a man one night with one on the side of his nose. Looked like a great deep wart, white, about like that. It's on the inside of it. My inside was real bloody and red, just like this was. And while I was praying for him, the cancer left and no one seemed worth it. His face was as smooth. In the same meeting, I seen a woman coming with her handkerchief over her face. That's the meeting I said 8 days and nights without leaving. And a woman comes, she had her handkerchief over her face like this. I thought she was weeping. It's long 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I felt her all of her hands. And I thought she was weeping. I said, "Lady, why, the vibration is cancer." She moved her handkerchief down, her nose was eating off. Young woman, about 38 years old, 40. So I said, "Oh my." And she said, "I've just been give up for the best of doctors. Done too far gone now. They can't do it." They just thought it was x-ray treatment, radium and everything, but it's too far gone. I said, "You believe?" She said, "With all my heart." I said, "Will you take my word for what I say?" She said, "I will." I said, "Let us pray." And I prayed the vibration stopped. I said, "Sister, there's only one thing that I can tell you, and you just have my word. The blessing of God is up on you. If you'll accept it and accept my word and believe that I've told you what God has said in my heart, you'll get well." And about 2 months after that, I was in a certain place, and there was a young fellow standing there. He said, raised out of the meeting, he said, "Can I testify, Reverend Branham?" And I said, "What is it?" "Go ahead." I said, "Stay on." And he said, "Look here. Do you remember?" So I'm an exterminator from Texarkana. "But my mother sitting here about 2 months ago come to you with no nose. That I want you to look at her now, just as perfect as she could be." Well, that's right. And he said, "I've got the doctor's statement right here too with it." And where it was in her picture before and after. Where it was, a statement. In the meeting, wife came down and the baby was just a little bitty thing then. Just about 3 or 4 months old. And she came down that night
We went out the train to pick her up, went to service that night, and before we got there, about two city blocks away, just like it's near the people. Those Arkansas people, is there, they some of them here, I'm sure. I've never had a meeting even in Canada, but there's somebody from Arkansas. Anybody here originally from Arkansas, let's see your hand. That's right, I know. That's right, I know. See, I've never seen, I was going to ask
them. London, England, and Sweden. Anywhere you go, you find people from Arkansas. Well, I was over on the West Coast, and I said there one night, where I was having services for Charles Fuller at the Long Beach Municipal Auditorium. Brother Fuller said, Brother Branham, the people over here will never come to hear such fanaticism. I said, oh, they won't. No. He said, you better preach the gospel while you're over here. I said, that's what I'm doing. He said, well, he said, that divine healing. I said, Brother Fuller, I belong to Baptist Church too. I know how you feel sometimes. But I said, let me tell you something. He said, Brother Branham, everything over here is divine healing. I said, people won't come out. He said, first is that McPherson movement. Next is that fanatic Pentecost. He said, and all up and down the street and everything's got divine healing. And he said, people won't come out. You're in that auditorium for nearly $1,000. He said, you're going to be left alone. I said, look, Brother Fuller. I said, God will recognize his gift if it was in the middle of hell. See? I said, don't worry about that. He said, well, I can't advertise it. I said, I've asked you to, Brother Fuller. I just talking to you. He said, come on down and kick your hat in. I said, I'll be there. But I said, I'm telling you before, you'll be left without. We went down there that afternoon, Brother Moore and a group of us, had about 1,800, 2,000 people sitting around. And when his group went out, he had his sermon. Now remember, Charles Fuller is a wonderful, God-sent man. Real Christian man. Don't know whether he ever got his program or not. He has the old-fashioned revival hour, which is a very fine program. Wonderful, marvelous teacher. A good man. Aged, he's getting pretty aged. But he's a good man. I believe he's a real Christian. And when we was leaving, Brother Fuller was going out, Brother Moore and I was standing there. There went his audience out as we made a fine talk. And a lady came down and shook hands with him to give her heart to Christ, which is wonderful. He was going to start out, and there went all of his crowd out. Fine, dressed people, you know, very highly educated. He was standing there telling them just to believe right now and be saved, that's all. Okay. Then when his crowd went going out, here come my crowd in. Wheelchair, straight jacket. Brother, it's a different thing when your faith has to buck something like that. Just preach, speaking to a crowd and tell them to raise up their hand and accept Christ. You turn pale looking. That night, so many people there, they stood plumb down on the side of the beach. A 5,500 auditorium wouldn't even see half of them. They're standing out everywhere. I tell you, where the carcasses, the eagles will be gathered. You can depend. Notice. Wife there that night when we looked and seen all that mass of people standing there, Jonesboro, she said, honey, did all those come to hear you preach? I said, no. They come from the east and west. They come from the north and south, the lands afar, to feast with the king, to dine as his guest. I said, they're children of the king. I said, they're not here to see me, honey. They're here to see Jesus. She said, well, how will you ever get to the auditorium? I said, there'll be man to meet me at the Bondi Hill here. I looked at that crowd and I said, raised up my hands. I said, dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. The gospel is the greatest drawing card the world's ever had. That's right. Though preached in its simplicity, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. That's true. Lady that afternoon had been blind. She walked out and she'd seen the trees and things. She went over there at the graveyard and looked up the tombstones where some of her people had been buried. Years since she'd seen. So four men, I never seen what became of the wife back then. They was pressing in towards the crowd. There's probably 2,000 people standing against the door right then. And so we finally squeezed through the crowd until we got on the inside. I hadn't slept. I was just so weary. I lost about 28 pounds of weight. And I was pressing into the crowd, them great big strong fellows pushing me through. And I got up on the platform. There's 18 or 20 stretcher cases sitting right along like that. And sitting right here was a little girl. She had two birth cases. Her nurses was with her. And I just got to the platform. I started to look down. And I could just feel the vibration coming. There's been a great thing happen there
that afternoon. There's a lady come across the platform. Another instant, I took a hold of her hand. She had a female vibration. I said, you have a female trouble. She had a little boy on her arm. She said, yes, sir. I said, you believe me? She said, it was all my heart. I took a hold of her hand, and I began to pray. It wouldn't leave her. I said, sister, I don't understand why. Are you a Christian? She said, yes. And I looked at her. There, it moved out. She began to speak. I remember that woman standing there was told of living untrue to her marriage vow 4 days before that, before the audience. 20,000 people there was. And she started crying. The man behind her was her husband. He jerked around and said, what's this? You see why I had to pray on? What's this? She said, darling, I'm sorry. Then I just let myself in. Moved over on him and told him of the same act with his bookkeeper. And the car they were in and where they were at, he turned white. Said, brother, what must I do? He looked at her and he reached his hand out. Said, darling, I've been a rat. Said, if you forgive me, I'll forgive you. We'll start life anew right here before God's people. She said, I forgive you. And they put the little boy between them and hugged one another, knelt down on the floor and gave their hearts to God. Reverend Richard G. Reed of Jonesboro, Arkansas, baptized them in Christian faith the next morning. They were added to the church. That's the way the Lord works. Good. Now, when I was at the platform, this little girl was looking. I looked up at her. I looked down to her, rather. She's looking up at me. I kept seeing someone standing to my right, kept motioning their hands like that. I looked down there, and I've seen some people rejoicing. There's been a blind man come up and Kenneth healed that night before that, and he was going on his road home, been drawing a blind pension for 12 years. And he was healed. I asked God to bless him. I said, do you believe? He said, with all my heart. I said, go on rejoicing, testifying of your healing. They led him out to an old Ford. He started up the road about 100 and something miles up Kenneth, Missouri. And he was going up the road, praising God for his sight, just as blind as he could be. All at once, he screamed, he said, stop the car. I see the light. He jumped out of the car and up and down the road. He went jumping and screaming. He went into Kenneth Jester, as the Catholic Church was having mass. Put his cane up in the air and his hat on there. He walked down through the Catholic Church screaming, I'm healed by the glory of God. Out into the Methodist Church, he went up and down the street. He slowly swam the country there. They were testifying everywhere. His healing. Looking out to one side, I've seen a man motion his hand like this. And I thought it looked like an ambulance driver. He had on a blue-looking uniform. I said, you motioned for me, sir? He said, yes, sir. He said, Brother Branham, but I brought my patient down from Kenneth, where the blind man is healed this morning. He said, and I got to make another trip tonight from the hospital and said, I think my patient's dead. We had to have a house doctor there. There's so many things you have to have a house doctor. We couldn't find him anywhere, but I think my patient's dead. Won't you come to us? I said, brother, I'd like to go, but how could I get through that crowd? There's probably 2,000 or 3,000 people between here and there that had a row reserved for ambulances out there. Many of them, 18 or 20 of them, sitting in that row. I said, well, I couldn't get out there. Four men stepped down out of the balcony. Said, we'll take you, Brother Branham, if you wish to go. I said, well, if you'll sing a hymn while I'm gone or something. One of the ministers stepped up to the microphone. And they started me through the crowd, oh my, pushing people, crying and begging, oh, you know. They got out through the ambulance, they opened the door, he stepped to the door, and one sight that I shall never forget. Sometime when I get alone up in the mountains, I sit down and think these things over. Now I don't have time, hardly. And there was a dear old Arkansas brother, very typical, no little faded out, blue shirt on, been washed many times. His hat sewed the top of it with twine wrapping card. His shoes, the soles of them about off. He was kneeling down on the floor, gripping his hat. He needed to shave real bad, and the tears rolling down his face. And God, give me mother back. I looked laying there. There laid a woman. With her mouth open, her eyes open also. Set back. And the intern said, here's Brother Branham. He turned and said, oh, Brother Branham, said, how she wanted to see you. Said, she's a good woman, Brother Branham. Said, she's helped, she's raised five children. So they're all grown and married. So now we said we had her little place and said we picked blackberries last summer and said together and said she made some clothes. And said she's in so bad with cancer, said they give her up. And we sold the blackberries yesterday in some of her quilts so we could have the money to save the ambulance to bring us down here. But she wanted to see so bad, and she's gone, Brother Brand. It was her last request. I've done all I could do, sir.
And I said, God bless you, Dad. I thought, man, I said, you'll see her in a better land, then. He said, yes, she was a Christian, Brother Brand, but, oh, she wanted to see you so bad. I said, all right. I said, took a hold of her hand. Now, I do not know where the woman was gone or not. God is my, I think she was in a coma. I'm not sure. Although I couldn't feel her heart. But now listen. Then I put my hand on her. She felt cold. I put my hand on her hand. Felt cold. And it looked like muddy looking stuff had run from her eyes. Or she had her false teeth taken out and her lips was gone in her mouth sitting back like that. Face real. And she was, had her eyes set right back like that. She's laying that way. I took a hold of her, I shook her. Seemingly, she was dead. Where she was, I do not know. God's my judge, I could say. But when I took a hold of her right hand, there went that cancer. Well, I knew then. I think now, if the woman had been dead, the cancer would have left too. I believe it would. Now, that's the reason I think that she was in the coma. So I was holding her hand. It was hitting, I could hear it, feel it hitting like that, turning, hitting. So then I said, Dad, let's pray. And he said, all right, Brother Brandon. He got down on his knees and began to call him, saying, God, why did you let her go like that? Why couldn't she just live a little while longer? I had to hear him praying. I started crying myself. I couldn't help it. Poor old fella. I looked at him, his old hands raising up to God, his evil and trembling. And I said, Heavenly Father, you who brought again Jesus from the dead. I said, be merciful. Comfort a brother's heart. I kept on praying him to scream in the top of his voice. And I said, Father, be merciful and heal her. And the vibration of the cancer stopped. Well, Satan said to me then, she died then. Well, I just kept holding on. I said, Lord, I believe that you brought up Lazarus from the grave. I believe you give the woman, the widow, her son again. I believe you laid your hands upon Jairus' daughter, and she came to life. Now, you're here. You can spare her life. And I'm just looking to you, Father. I pray that you would hear me like that. And I felt her grip my hand. I know she's alive then. I just quit praying and watch her. He's crying so much, he didn't hear me cease praying. I looked and I seen his skin on her forehead begin wrinkling. I know life is in the woman. I just sat there a little bit on the side of the bed, and a few moments she would begin to look around. She said, how do you do? He done got out on the floor with his head on the floor just to cry in the ambulance. And I said, how do you do? She said, who are you? I said, I'm Brother Brown. She said, oh, you are to set up. And she sat up like that. He raised up and looked at her. He said, Mother, Mother. And he threw his arms around her and began to hug her like that. And they were just screaming, both of them together, sitting in the ambulance. And I started to go out the door. And the driver said there, the intern and the driver, he said, Brother Bram, you couldn't get out that door. Said, they're just packed against there. So I'll tell you what I'll do. But I sent those men all around, way back in the parking lot, standing full of people. And some of them hadn't left there for 8 days. This drizzling rain. And so they just sat right in their seats. Anyone on the inside stayed there. They let somebody go out and get them a hamburger or something, come in, they'd eat right there. They wouldn't move. They stayed right there, slept right in their seats. And he started to unbutton his coat like this and hold it back at the door like he's taking his coat off. So now, when I do that, you go out the other side, and they're going to meet you down there at the end. I said, all right. I look like a hypocritical deed, but I just couldn't. I had to do it. I couldn't get back to the auditorium. And I went out the side like that, the other side, which is near the fence. I went down along that row of ambulances, and I'm way down to come around the end of the alley, come into a big parking lot just about as far as three, four times this pen, and it's just milling full of people. Well, I thought, where are those people? And no one knew me. They hadn't seen me back there. So I started pushing through, trying to get up towards the door. I thought maybe they'd be up there towards the door. The big lights out there, and I was going pushing through like this, and everybody hollered, sit down! Quit pushing! I just kept on going, you know, and I, quit pushing! I just kept on going. As you all, it's a big fellow standing there whittling with his knife. I kind of stuck up against him like that. I said, pardon me. He said, I said, quit pushing. I afraid he was going to push, so I did stop and thought. I said, yes, sir. Excuse me, sir. I stood there a little bit. He looked down at me. Kept on wailing, talking to the other fellow. I looked at him a little bit. But he got his head turned good, and I looked around to see where the door was. Quite a distance yet to the door. I couldn't see no one coming for me yet. So I heard a cry. I heard somebody hollering, Daddy! Daddy! Oh, Daddy! Most pathetic cry. I looked around to see where it was. Coming down through the audience come a well-dressed colored girl. Just as blind as she could be. Her eyes were just as white with cataract nearly as my shirt. She was coming along like this. Nobody noticed her. Coming along like that. Daddy! Oh, Daddy! And I watched her and I thought, well, now, isn't that amazing? Looked like somebody helped that poor girl, regardless of what you think about it. They already helped that girl somewhere. I thought, I believe I'll help her. I didn't see no one, so I started moving out to her, and I thought, you know, maybe the Lord will heal her. So I began to think about that, and I heard her crying, and she was crying. And I walked out, and I thought, I'll just try her face, just get a conversation with her. Every which way she's going, I'll make myself get right in her way. And finally, she bumped into me. And she said, excuse me, sir. And I said, that's Southern talk, you know, sir. And I said, that's nice. And she backed off. She said, Daddy. I thought, I'll just see what kind of faith you have. That looked like a hypocrite again to do that. And I said, what do you want? She said, sir, I lost my daddy. I can't find him nowhere. I said, look like you're blind. Said, yes, sir, I was blind. Nice talking lady. And I said, well, I don't see any more colored people around here. I said, where are you from? She says, I was from Memphis. I looked over and I seen all that bunch of chartered buses sitting there. I seen one of them had Memphis on it. I thought, well, I could get her over to that bus anyhow. So I said, if the people didn't begin to recognize me coming in. So I said, well, what are you doing over here? Just to test her faith. She said, I come over to see the healer. I said, the what? She said, the healer. And I said, you don't believe that, do you? She said, oh, yes, sir. Oh, my. I began to feel something stir in my heart. And she said, I listen to all the good radio programs. She said, this morning I heard people testifying from this place that had never talked before in their life. And she said, I heard of a blind man from up in Missouri that received his sight. She said, sir, I come over to receive my sight. I thought, oh, I'm a hypocrite, Lord. I said, why am I bumping into her like that? I thought, well, I'll go on through with it. I said, do you believe in that? She said, yes, sir. She said, I believe it with all my heart. I said, in the day, how'd you come to go blind? She said, when I was a little girl, the doctor told me I had cataracts. And said, he said when they got ripe, I don't know what ripe means yet, but said when they got ripe, he would take them out. And said, now that they got ripe, he said, they done went down and wrapped around the optical nerve of my eyes. If he had pulled the cataract, he'd pull my eyes out. That my only hope is to get to the man, and they tell me this is his last night here, and I can't even get near the building. And I've lost my daddy, and I don't know what to do. Nobody will help me. She said, could you help me to the bus, sir? I said, yes, ma'am. But I said, first, about this healing. I said, did you hear that man testify about that angel coming down from heaven? I said, yes, sir. I said, do you believe that? She said, with all my heart. I said, in the day when we've got all the best medical science and the best doctors we ever had, and you mean to say that God Almighty would do something like that? She said, yes, sir, I believe it. And I, now, she couldn't see me. She's totally blind. Had been since she was 12 years old, and she was about 20 then, I guess. And I said, are you totally blind? She said, yes, sir, I couldn't tell daylight from dark. But I hadn't for years. And I said, well, look. We got a good doctor. She said, but sir, they can't help me. She said, I'll tell you what I'll do. She said, if you'll get me into the building where that man's at, I'll find my daddy after that. Oh, my. That was too much for me. I couldn't stand that. She said, you get me to where he's at, and I'll find my daddy. She said, there's a blind man been blind 12 years this morning. Received his sight. And, sir, won't you help me get where he's at? That I might receive my sight. I thought of poor old blind Fanny Crosby. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. My heart was just a-breaking. I said, look, lady, perhaps I'm the one you want to see. And friends, I'll never forget. Those hands grabbed me by the lapel right there. She said, is you the healer? I said, no, I'm Brother Branham. I said, Jesus is the healer. And she helped me like that. She said, oh, don't pass me, have mercy. I said, sister, of course, I would do all I could as a man. And I believe Jesus will hear our prayer. I said, do you believe him? She said, with all my heart, sir. I said, now let me have your hand. You think she'd turn loose in my coat? No, sir. She's holding right there. She said, I isn't going to turn you loose, sir. She said, is. I said, well, look, sister, let me have your right hand, and you can hold with your left, but I want to feel the vibration of those cataracts, know whether they're dead or not. I finally got her to let me have her hand. I took a hold of it, and there they were. I said, now, so that nobody will notice us, I said, you bow your head now. Don't raise your head, though, I tell you to. And believe with all your heart. She said, I do, sir. She bowed her head. Here's the way I was praying. I'll never forget the way I prayed. I said, Heavenly Father, some 1,900 years ago, there was an old rugged cross dragging down through the streets of Jerusalem. It was dragging out the bloody footprints of the barrier. On the road up to Golgotha, his little weak, frail body fell under the load. Along came Simon, the Cyrene, colored man, Ethiopian, picked up the cross and helped him bear the cross. But Father, I'm sure you understand. Here's one of his daughters tonight, staggering in darkness. Won't you help her? No more than said that, the vibration ceased on my head. I said, now keep your head bowed, sister, just a moment. And she kept her head bowed. I waited a minute for the strength to come together. I said, now keep your eyelids closed until you get your face about even with mine. Your judgment. I said, yes. I said, I feel real cruel. I said, just don't open your eyes. But she got about even. I said, now receive your sight for Jesus. She opened her eyes. She says, oh, is that life? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, is that people pass? She said, oh, Lord, I who was once blind can now see. And she screamed out. She fell forward, and the people began to notice. And here they come running together. And I started to run. I looked coming down just a little bit before I started praying. I seen the man pressing through the crowd, hunting for me. And I started towards them. Just as I started towards them, there was an old brother I never will forget. He had a club. He had a crooked foot. He was standing like this. He said, I know you, Brother Branham. He said, I've been standing in this rain for 8 days. He said, tell me what to do and God will back your word. I said, you with all your heart you believe? He said, with all my heart. I said, throw away your club and behold, in the name of the Lord Jesus. He threw his club away and made out a scream, and up in the air he went, jumped down. He come just as normal as any man begins screaming. And friends, I started to push towards these men. There's no harm in saying this. When I first started, my brother gave me a suit to go out in. He had a wreck and tore it in several places. And my wife and I went out to the 10-cent store, got some of that patches you iron on with the iron, you know. I don't know what they are. And I sewed the pocket up where it was tore down here on the side, down along the side, felt a needle in it. I'm not very much of a seamster. So I sewed it up, and when I would go to meet ministers or anything, I shamed that ragged coat. So I'd hold it sideways and put my right hand down like this and shake hands with the left hand and say, well, excuse my left hand, but it's closer to my heart. See, just like that, just say that. Instead of letting them see that old ragged coat. But brother, when I was trying to get to that man, God bless their gallant heart. They were pushing through there, trying to get their little babies, trying to touch that old ragged coat when passing by. And they're throwing down their crutches and people screaming and hollering, just going through trying to touch the old coat. Brother, it wasn't the old coat that done the healing. It was their faith in Jesus Christ that done the healing. And that same Christ that was at Jonesboro that night is here in Cleveland tonight to perform any miracle, to do anything. That faith will rise to require to be done. Do you believe that? Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I'm thinking of that glorious, marvelous night. That poor colored girl. Thinking of a few weeks later for that,
stopping in an airplane hangar. Someone walking up saying, "You remember me, Brother Brett?" Oh, God. Someday when it's all over and we gather to the other side, what a marvelous time it'll be to sit down with those redeemed. Here we are tonight, Lord, way across the country here in Cleveland, Ohio, then across the blue waters, the other land, down to the Navy. We're still struggling on, not weary of the way. Oh, God, believing you for all things, seeing you here to heal the sick and the afflicted, bringing this morning glorious power. Manifesting yourself in great healings, interpret in the hearts of the people, telling their diseases, the secret sins and thoughts of their minds, healing the paralyzed, the lame, the deaf, the dumb. Oh, Christ of God, this great night that will be history after a while, if thou tarry, help us now to move in with real faith. Grant it, Lord. May the people repent of all that's done us wrong. Accept us now in the Beloved, for we ask it in his name. Amen. Close tonight with prayer cards from S-15 to S-25. From S-15 to S-25, if you'll stand in line according to your number at my right and your left. Everyone else remains seated. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Glory. While the prayer line's being formed, believe now with all your heart. We'll await first till we get some. You don't have to have a prayer card. That doesn't have a thing to do with it. That prayer card is merely to get people lined up. They give out 100 each day. And when they do, I think it's 50 in the morning and 50 in the afternoon. Bring the prayer cards up, shuffle them out, hand them to each person, and they write down their diseases, and you bring it up, that's merely to keep you in line. That doesn't have one thing to do. God bless this couple coming here. All right, he's sure to perform any miracle, do anything that you believe that he will do. Just have faith in him. Believe him. Now, right from the platform here, many, many times, many times, God heals the sick and the needy. God can reveal right here from this platform what you have need of if you just believe. Do you do it with all your heart? Have faith. You have faith and God has mercy. By his mercy, he'll heal you, make you well. Believe with all your heart. Here it is. Well, you know what I'm trying to do right now, don't you? How many realizes that? I'm waiting for the anointing to strike me. That's right. When I feel it, I know it's here at the platform. Friends, God knows what's true. Sometimes I don't see it, but look, while I explain it, it's just a pressure like in midair. If it went this way, you could tell it. If it come this way, you could tell it's right. You could tell it's just like the form of a man. And now it's to my extreme back right here. And when he comes down over you, it just feels like you're... Then when it comes down, then I look out over the audience. I can see things that happen. Then I can only speak just what he says. I can only speak just to tell what's wrong, what is. I watch close, try to get, letting him work through the people. Now while you're lining up back there, everyone just be real reverent. Have faith and believe. Trying to catch the little lad, but he's got his little face turned to mother. And the gentleman sitting right there, you with the brown shirt on. You have a back trouble, don't you? Isn't that right? You believe me as God's prophet? Would you obey what I told you to do? Stand on your feet and be healed, man. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. God bless you. He sure will heal.
You have a back and heart trouble too, don't you, brother, sitting there in that big fella? Isn't that right? Stand up on your feet and be healed then. Believe Jesus Christ. Stand up. God bless you. Here, this brother sitting here. Yes, sir. God bless you, brother. Lady sitting next to you is extremely nervous there. She's bothered with nerve trouble. Isn't that right, sister? All right, stand up. You believe it now? Accept it and be healed. Sister, you, if you're refusing food, you've had a stomach trouble or something sitting back there. Isn't that right? Stand up and receive your healing, too. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Go home and eat what you want to now. See you moving, washing your mouth and things like that. Go home and eat anything you wish to. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Have faith. Believe. Have God will grant to you. All right, let the patient come. Now, everybody, reverend. Just a moment. Everyone be just as reverent as you possibly can. Give the prayer card to him, sir. Or you've already got the prayer card. Everyone be just as reverent as you can. Now you come forward, sir. Now, usually in this way, the thing when you're looking out on the audience, just imagine, it just feels like thousands of people just pulling, just contacting you like that. See, you can't hardly segregate it out, what's wrong. But when you get them one at a time, where you can see them, I see your hand, sir. I have to see it some other way. You look this way, sir. And leave it
all quiet as possible while Brother Bradham.
It's something different from what I can't. You have a few troubles, inward troubles, but not. There's something, or you would be weeping like that, but just merely for that. And if I want you to look this way, and I'm not reading your mind, sir. I'm just trying to find out what's wrong with you. Yes, sir. And I want you to. Do you believe that God will reveal to me what is wrong with you? You believe with all your heart. Yes, sir. I see what is wrong with you. You've tried everything in the world nearly to get well. You've been to doctors. Everything has turned you down. And it's a nerve condition. Isn't that right? It's like nothing can help you. You've been given up. But Jesus will help you now. You believe me? You believe it? Will you obey me as his servant? You want to be healthy and have all that weary and gloomy and crazy feeling like you're losing your mind and things like that? I'll tell you where that started on the prostrate, you see. But what really is doing it, it's a demon. It haunts you. Isn't that right? You have no peace at all. Day and night. You might be just a gloomy feeling. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Weary. Don't sleep. Nervous. Getting up. Isn't that right? How would I know that except God knew? Yes, brother. Now, I'm going to ask Jesus to heal you and to make you well. You believe him with all your heart. Now, there's the things that no one would have known except right with Jesus. Ain't that right? Down to your life. You had a trouble with you. You watched the three rings in the lounge of walking. Isn't that right? Can you ask forgiveness? Isn't that right? That God gave it to you. Is that the truth? Every word. How would I know that except Christ? That's right. For no one would know that but God himself knows. Isn't that true? I'm not reading your mind, but just telling you exactly what happened. Is that right? Weary eyes fall backwards. Oh, Father.
Father, be merciful to him. Thy servant knows what he's suffering. Thou demon, tormenting his life, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come out of the man. Come. Now you're free. You go out of here, testify, and feel all right now? Huh? Wonderful. Like, go out of here rejoicing, testify. Now, if I could tell you what happened to you when you was a little boy, down through the age, down to where you are right now, the life that you lived, the things that you've done, that was true, wasn't it? Every word true. Now, I'll tell you what will be the results in the coming future. Go out of here happy, singing, testifying, telling people God healed you. Forget you ever was nervous. 30 days from now, you'll be a different man altogether. God bless you. Could you get the testimony? Could you hear what was going on? What was said? How many could hear it way back? About the big yellow dog when he was a little boy, chased him, his little newsboy chased him across the street and up on the doorstep. And then the next thing, that when his life that he lived down when he was in his teens of age and down like that and on down to a few, when he was brought into the church and things begun and all about and how it's been working, who would know that except God alone? Is that right? Now what happened? I've seen the man go right straight back up in the air above me there. I've seen a little boy with a pair of brown knicker pants on being chased and pursued by a dog. And that's just how... Now the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ is here, friend, to heal, to make well, any persons that cheer to be healed. All right, little lady, you come forward. Now, everyone be just reverent as you can. If I'm not loud enough, you tell me, Colton, it comes down over me, the anointing. That, how many have seen the picture? You've seen it, all of you seen the picture of it, haven't you? You mean there's people here haven't seen the picture of it? It's been taken and examined by a government examiner. That's a table back there. Here, please. Here it is when it was caught in the picture. Now, that is tested by the G. Edgar Hoover outfit of fingerprinting, photography, and so forth to be proven that it's perfect. The first time in all the world's history that a supernatural being was ever photographed. First time in all the world, George J. Lacey at the Shell Building in Houston, Texas, was the one who had to examine it for 2 days. If you notice, he had licking and blazing and burning. And they, George said, go before the world first. It had to be tested. That's not a trick photography or something. And we got the best that the United States has got. And he kept it 2 days. And his statement's right here. No picture can be given out until the statement goes with it. And there it is. It whirled right down before thousands of people. God, where it was, a licking, flaming fire. Right around. When I stand there testifying, how could I tell the truth? And if I tell the truth, God will testify of me, for I testify of him. And if I do not tell the truth, God will not testify of me. I said, through signs and wonders he testifies. I said, he can testify about that time. Here he comes. And he testified. And there it is now. Demons have screamed it out. Unbelievers, scientists have to say it's true. Mr. Lacey looked at that. He said, well, it's been said the hypocrites of those lights that were around the saints and the Savior were just artist work. That they were there because it can't be doubted no more. That it's not psychology. Optical lens of the camera won't take psychology. No, it's there. Here's the paper of it. If we had time, we would write it. That's the way it comes into the meeting. That's the way it's been seen many, many times when it's baptizing hundreds down the Ohio River at the foot of Spring Street in Jeffersonville where thousands were black on the bank. And right at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was baptizing the 17th person. I started to pray, and thousands standing there looking. And down from the heavens came that scream, whirling down like a big star in the distance. When he got close, it was that light, a pillar of fire. I think it's the same one that led the children of Israel in the days that went before Moses. And it's in the church today. It's here tonight. The same pillar of fire. When he told me, he said, as Moses was given two signs to vindicate his ministry, so will you be given two signs. And by these signs that people will believe. And there it is. I believe it's the same angel of the covenant. And he came down when hundreds and hundreds stand there. People fainted and fell and everything. The papers turned. Great article. Mystic star appears over minister at 2 o'clock in the afternoon while baptizing. There it was. Friends, settle yourself down. The hour has come. There's been a lot of play in religion. There's been a lot of play in church. But the hour has come where God's calling out his people. That's right. And he's vindicating it by signs and wonders. And that's it. And here's a statement. Anyone's welcome to read it here anytime for anybody. And look at it. Paul George J. Lacy, you've heard of him. He's one of the Edgar Hoover outfits, one of the best there is in the United States. This hall then goes to the this picture goes to the Religious Hall of Art. For the first time in all the world's history that a supernatural being was ever photographed. I say thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. When that comes down, that's what does the work. Now, the Christian believes by the signs and wonders. Demons scream out. They testify that God knows that's true. And now God has came down, and so the scientists and the skeptics can't doubt no more. Brother, as sure as I'm standing this pulpit, this country is ready and ripe for judgment. That's right. I'm an American, and I love it. If the war breaks out, I'm ready to go. I had five brothers in the other war, four brothers, I mean, and we're ready to go now. Yes, sir. This is the greatest nation there is under the heavens. That's, I'm glad to be an American. That's right. And if it's worth anything, it's worth fighting for, it's worth standing by. That's true. But, brother, when we are weighed in the balance and found wanting, when the gospel has been refused and turned down and talked about, as you sow, so shall you reap. Israel is God's favored people. That's right. But as they sowed, they reaped. We're bound to have a great time of judgment. The world is ready for it now and going to receive it. You mark my words. And then if that don't come to pass, you say he's a false prophet. We're going to receive judgment. I feel it in the spirit. All right, sister. Let's see your hand. Come this way. Now, the only thing I do this, sister, is just to contact you. Or is this the patient? Sometimes people are standing here, maybe they're talking or something. That's the reason I see my brother there keeps them lined up so it's just the patient in the car. All right. Yes, God bless you. I look this away. The thing I'm doing. Now, this is not, I'm just, you're human. You have a spirit. And this is a gift to contact your human spirit. You are a Christian. Sir, you're a believer, a Christian believer with the Holy Spirit. All right. Now, look, in the Bible, I want to tell you. One time when Jesus' ministry just became very popular, and one of them was converted by the name of Philip, and he went for Nathanael, his brother, and he brought Nathanael down to where the prayer line, we'd say, was. And when Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there's no God." Is that right? In other words, today he'd say, "Behold, you're a real good Christian." Is that right? Now, that's what you are. True. And he said, "Whence knowest thou me, Rabbi?" He said, "Before Philip called you when you were under the tree." Is that right? That's what Jesus said to Philip. And Philip acknowledged and said, or Nathanael rather, and said, "You are the Son of God, the King of Israel," didn't he? Now Jesus said, "These things that I do, greater shall you." Is that right? Now when did I know you? When you're refusing food there at the table because of your stomach trouble. And it's left you now. You go on home and eat what you want to. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. All right. Good evening, sister. You believe with all your heart? There's something wrong with you, of course, or you wouldn't be here. Now look this away, sister dear. I see you have several things wrong with you. You've been scared about one thing. What's wrong? Yes, I see something else, too. I see you have arthritis also, don't you? Do you believe me? You have to, don't you? You do. All right, you just remove your glasses, raise your hands up in the air, say, "Give God thanks and praise," stomp your feet up and down for it's letching, and you can go on home holy for souvenirs, sister. You're healed. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. All right. All right, then. Come on, little girl. Bring it, little girl. Oh, my sweet little. Oh, my, it's a little mute. us both on... it's death, anyhow. All right, bow your head, everybody. Oh, Jesus. Son of God, you who brought life to us. This dear little curly-headed angel. I'm thinking my own little Rebecca, Lord. Thinking my little Sharon that lays there. And here this darling little thing comes crying. Leaning her little head over on my bosom. Oh, God bless this little girl. If you were here, you would lay your holy hands upon her. And every demon power would turn her loose. Jesus, help thy servant, Lord, as I challenge this enemy for this child. May I have power of faith to believe that will rebuke that demon from her. Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus, turn her loose. He'll hold her. Keep your head down. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this little girl and healer of this ears, Lord. You're here to make her well. And this spirit of the devil has come to the little thing's ear. Thou art here to make her well. Now, demon, come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Echo. Well, bless her little heart. Let's say praise God. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. Bless her now and keep her well through Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Do you love Jesus with all your heart? I love you too. I think you're a sweet little girl. All right, you return back to Mommy now and say thank God for you. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. All right. Everybody be reverent, just as reverent as you can be. And bring the little laddie on. Everybody just as reverent and don't make noise as you can. Here's two. All right. Bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, this little laddie boy stands here tonight. Satan has bound his ears. Thou can give him back his normal condition. I pray that you will heal the little fellow and make him well. You said, suffer little children to come to me. Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Oh, God, this dear little boy, thou art here to make him well. Hear the prayer of your humble servant as I pray through the name of thy Son. Thou spirit of the devil that bound this little boy, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out from him. Yes. All right. All right, you may raise your hand. Little fellow crying. Yes. Amen. Amen. There you are. You're normal and well now. Say, praise the Lord. Raise up your head, say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That is. God bless you. All right. All right, come forward. How do you do, sir? Let's just give God praise. Go ahead. That's all right, huh? Let's just rejoice in the presence of our Lord. Amazing grace. Now I'm found. do you understand, sir? You believe with all your heart Jesus will heal you and make you well? Sitting on that second row back behind there. Have faith in God and believe with all your heart you may receive your back and all will be healed. You believe it? Stand on your feet. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Jesus healed you your back trouble and heart trouble, brother. You're well now. God bless you. Amen. When we stand up 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, oh, we know last days to thank God's grace. And when we first begun, amen. Y'all believing? People think it's kind of a noisy group, but you ought to have been there on Pentecost when they were all acting like drunk people, the Virgin Mary. You say it's not so? The Bible says it is. He's here. All right, sir, your tumor left here. You can go on off the platform. You're healed from your tumor. All right, God bless you. God bless you. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. From the depths of our heart. You're here. Your presence is felt right now with us. We see signs and wonders. You said, these signs shall follow them that believe. 1900 years has passed. You said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Cleveland receiving its time of visitation. The gospel being preached just before conception. Tell Father that all will receive thee, be healed and saved through the manifestation of thy gifts and power that you promised in the last days, for we ask it in the name of thy Son, Jesus. Amen. All right, then. You know, sometimes we just have to give vent to your feelings. Jesus said one time when the people were screaming, some of them said, make them hold their peace. The priests, they said, make them hold their peace. They make us nervous. Jesus said, if they hold the peace, the rocks will cry out. Something has to take place. Oh, my. When he's near, something takes place. All right. You believe? All right. The arthritis you have left you. You can go off the platform. Wait. There you are, you're healed. Let's say praise be to God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today. All right, bring your patient on. Come on, sister. All right, have faith. Everyone believing with all your heart, do you? Right now, would you accept him as your healer? Could you believe him? How's the back feel, brother? All right now, isn't it? It's done forever. Your faith saved you, dear brother. I seen that a few moments ago. Good evening, sister. You believe me? Would you accept me as God's prophet to believe that I know what God would have you to do? Would you do what I tell you to do then? All right, your eyes is what's bothering you. Isn't that right? Now, tonight when you go home, I want you, when you lay down, to put your hand over your eyes and say, Lord, help me. And in the morning when you wake up, it'll all be gone. You believe that? All right, sir. God bless you and be with you. Let's say praise the Lord. Now, I want to have your testimony when you come back. You come back and tell what happened. She's going blind. The nerves in her eye are dying. Give her something to do so that she could believe and have faith, and God will grant you. Now, you do what I told you, and you come back tomorrow night. Let us see here from you. How many believe she's going to be perfectly normal? With all my heart. Gee, I believe it with all my heart. All right. Come on, sister. Bring the patient home. All right. Of course, we see what the woman has in her hand right here walking across the platform. She's already going to trust God. Thou spirit of the devil that's bound her in her ears. In the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, leave the room. Hear me? Say amen. Hear me now? Say amen. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, there he is. All right, let's ask again. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you to be merciful to our sister, to heal her, to make her well. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of the woman. Hear me? You just hear a little bit.
Hear me?
Just hear sound, that's all. There it is, still on her. I have one just a moment. There may be something wrong with her life that I can find out just a minute. Look at this way. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessing upon this woman who God bless in thy name. Thou demon, leave the woman in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. Well, everyone can see it's still holding it. Watch your audience so you can see, so you'll know what I'm talking about. So you see this, when it leaves her now, she'll hear it, see? Now watch. Look at my hand now. Now watch, I'm going to take my hand off of her. Put my own hand on, look at me. Now watch, I'll take her other hand over here and put on. Now watch and see if this hand goes on here. There it is. Ten little white things right now, like little bubbles. Now that runs right straight to my heart. That's what upsets me so. Sit right in there, no one. I watch when I raise her hand up. Jim Lee. Watch. There you are. Now that's what that's what's wrong with her. She's also got a female disorder. She's got kidney trouble. Now, let's pray again. Everyone be just as reverent as you can. Almighty God, author of life and giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon the woman, and bless her who I bless in thy name, that she may be healed tonight, and this spirit of the enemy taken off of her. Thou demon, leave the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. You're still holding her. You may raise your head and look. I have to write to her. I want to ask her a question. You got to answer. Are everyone reverent? I just died. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy upon the woman here. While this spirit is holding her, I know not, Lord. Now I cannot know until you reveal it to me. Now I ask you to be merciful and reveal or heal the woman, Father. Hear the prayer of your humble servant in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Satan, thou demon of deafness, the trouble that's bound this woman, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. It's still holding, sister. Now, that's one of the sullen types. Now, I don't know just what to do until God shows me. I'll have to wait to find out what he tells me to do. There's something wrong in the woman's life or some way God's withholding it. I do not know. See, I can't say until he reveals it. Now, that shows the helpiness of me. See? All I can say is what he would tell me. If he's just the reverend, I believe he'll tell me. Show me what it is. I'll try once more to pray for her. You see, I'm looking right at the woman. I can't see a thing. She's, I can see what's wrong with her. Here it is, vibrating. But I can't. There's nothing before me to see what's wrong with her life or anything, but for some reason, God's holding it. I do not know. I've asked her, wrote here, does she believe? She said, yes. I shall pray again. Our Heavenly Father, I ask you to be merciful. Grant the healing of this poor woman. That here, death with this spirit, bound with troubles, I ask you to heal her. Grant it, dear God. If there's anything that's wrong, I ask forgiveness. And pray that you will make known tonight that she, what is wrong and why that this spirit doesn't leave her. If it's weakness of my own faith, forgive me. If it's weakness of her faith, forgive her. Then, Lord, hear the prayer of your servant and make this death spirit to leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, it's still moving on her hand. Now, just a moment. I've got some more in the line. I'm going to have her sit here just a moment so I can get her behind me and start on with some of the rest of the prayer line. I can find out what's wrong with her. Now, you see how helpless the person is, so God reveals it. Here she is standing here. I don't know what to do. I can't stay until God shows me. See what I mean? How many understand? See? It isn't Brother Branham. Maybe that's what he's doing that for. That you see that it isn't me, it's him. Now, here it is. I can catch a disease here. See what it is? She has female trouble, kidney trouble, and death in both ears. And there it is. But now to make it leave her, that's her faith with God. See, that's all I can do. I'm going to ask her to sit here just now. Don't want her to leave. I want her to stay here until it's over. I tell her to look towards me and pray. Now, everybody be reverent. We can see what's wrong with the woman. Just a minute. All right, somebody else. Just a minute. Now, audience, if you'll notice, look at my hand now. And the same thing isn't wrong with the woman. Frankly, it's something like paralysis or something. I don't know. I'll have to find out first. It's something that hasn't got a germ disease. It grows on that woman's ears back there. But what this is here, I don't know. I'll have to find this by vision, if God will reveal it to me. If he doesn't, I can't tell it. As it isn't, I won't know nothing about it. And if I do know, I can't heal her. Healing comes from God. From God. Everybody just reverent. You look this way, sister, just a moment. I want to talk to you just a minute. To catch your spirit. And how long have you been serving him? Long time? Do you love him with all your heart? Do you believe with all your heart? Yes, ma'am. Look. You've had this trouble for some time. It's arthritis. Isn't that right? And you've, in the last year or so, you must have failed quite a bit, haven't you? You have. You fell off some. And it's like you've been falling off constantly. You're coming down. Isn't that right? I can see in a vision here about a year or two ago, you looked heavier and better than what you do now. You've been nervous too, haven't you, sister? Uh-huh. Isn't that the truth? Now, do you believe with all your heart that God will heal you? Everybody bow your head just a moment. Our Heavenly Father, I ask you to heal our sister standing here. Make her well, dear God. May this power of the devil that bound our sister leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the woman. I look this away now, sister. All right, you accept your healing now? Say thank the Lord. Now raise your feet up and down. There you are. Now you can go off the platform. Let's say praise be to God. Hallelujah. He's here. He's here to heal the sick and afflicted. Don't you believe that? Now, how many here wants to be prayed for tonight? How many wants to be prayed for? I want Brother Lindsay or some of them to come here. I want to deal with this woman here. This woman is, she keeps turning her head sideways. You can't tell her because she can't hear. I want to find out why that spirit won't leave her. And how many will want to be prayed for now? Just hold up your hand and say, Brother, I want to be prayed for, and I believe Jesus with all my heart.
You believe with all your heart? You believe he's sure to make you well, every one of you? All right. I'll tell you what I want you to do. How many Christians is in the building? Let's see, around the building. Let's see your hand. All believe in divine healing. All right. I want you, the sick, just the sick ones that want to be prayed for, stand up. You that's sick, it can stand up. You that can. Now, Christians, I want you to look how many sick people there is. And I want each one of you sick people to lay hands on one another. Lay your hands on one another. Around. That's right. That's fine. Oh, my. You believe, honey? With all your heart? You believe, honey? With all your heart? You do? You accept him as your healer now? You, brother? All right. While everybody's in one accord, let's have prayer. Brother Lindsay, I want all the ministers, if they will, to come out here in front. Just a moment. The ministers that believe in divine healing, I want you to walk out here just a moment. This is for a purpose now. See this prayer. Maybe while you're attacking their prayer, I can see what's wrong here, you see. Putting up a barge here between the audience and this woman here where I'm going to. That's just fine. Look at the ministers believe in divine healing. Let's say praise the Lord. Good, that's fine. If you believe God, you have to believe in divine healing, don't you? That is true. All right, now let's everyone bow our heads while we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we believe you now to be the great Jehovah God that led the children of Israel in the wilderness. We believe that you're here to make well every person that has need of healing. You see their hands on each other. Lord, there's been something in this woman behind me tonight that I can't find out, and I know that you will show it to me. I know you will, Father. I believe you, and I pray that you'll surround us with your spirit and let me see to this woman just what's wrong. Oh, eternal God, bless these handkerchiefs here. Heal all that's represented in these handkerchiefs. Make them everyone well. Those people out there, Lord, you see their hands laid on one another. You know all about them. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you will heal every one of them. May the power of Satan turn them loose right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, may that selling, ungodly, demon spirit leave, come out of the people. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's right, accept it. Believe it with all your heart. Oh, look at the people being healed, raising up around. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Christian. Come on, brother. Accept it. Believe it. With all your heart. Do you, sister, believe it? You there with the cancer. Jesus Christ just made you whole. That's right. You with the nerve trouble. God healed you. That's right. Move your glasses. That's what it is, sister. There you are. Going blind. Both eyes crossed. There she is. Normally healed. Let's say praise the Lord. You're being healed, friend. What about it there, brother? You believe with all your heart. What about you, brother? You believe with all your heart. Accept it. How do you feel about the trouble? You feel it's gone? Accept it, that's right, and be healed. God bless you, brother. How many in here accept it with all your heart right now? Accept healing. Let's give God praise. When I go to see this woman here, let's see what's wrong. Let's say praise the Lord. I now believe in divine healing. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my healer just now. Oh, Father, grant the spirit of Satan has bound these people to leave them. Just now, may the Holy Spirit take over their lives and make each one of them well. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ,